My name is Fabian James Lance. The question that was posed to me was, what does it mean for me to learn how to establish my own public service organization or institution? For me, establishing a public service organization means acquiring the knowledge, skills, and resources necessary to create and manage such an entity that serves the public good. It will also involve understanding the legal, financial, and operational aspects of setting up such an organization, as well as developing a clear mission, vision, and strategic plan. Nonprofits, by their very nature, are not complicated when you understand the landscape. And what I mean by the landscape is the legal requirements, mission and vision statements, strategic planning, and financial management. Not the least important is developing leadership skills to effectively lead and inspire your team of staff, volunteers, and stakeholders. This includes learning how to recruit and retain talent, build partnerships and collaboration, as well as develop effective communication and decision-making processes. Furthermore, understanding the needs and priorities of the community or targeted populations that the organization aims to serve is crucial. This involves conducting needs assessments, engaging with stakeholders, and designing programs and services that address those needs effectively. Overall, learning how to establish your own public service organization or institution is about acquiring the mindset to acquire the skills and knowledge necessary to create a sustainable and impactful entity that contributes to the betterment of society. Second question that was posed to me was, nonprofits are designed to help individuals get back on their feet. How do you see this conference aiding you in navigating this dynamic? A conference of this stature and magnitude can be invaluable towards my reintegration back into society after such a long hiatus. A conference like this provides opportunities to connect with like-minded individuals, professionals, and experts in the nonprofit sector. Building a network of contacts can help individuals learn from others' experiences, gain insights into best practices, and potentially form collaborations to enhance organizational impact. Oftentimes, these conferences feature keynote speakers, panel discussions, and workshops led by experts in the field. These sessions can provide myself and others like me valuable insight, practical strategies, and more than likely, innovative approaches to address the challenges faced by nonprofits in helping individuals regain stability. Also, these conferences offer a platform for nonprofits to share their success stories, case studies, and best practices. This knowledge sharing can inspire new ideas, strategies, and approaches that can be implemented in their own respective organizations. I can learn from others whom have successfully got back on their feet and how these various nonprofits have assisted in facilitating that help to individuals like myself. More often than not, the access to resources via nonprofit is abundant, and a conference offers access to those resources, such as research findings, toolkits, funding opportunities, and technological advancements relevant to this sector. These resources can aid me in navigating the dynamic of regaining stability by providing the necessary tools, information, and support to enhance my effectiveness at being a productive citizen. And the third question that was posed to me was, considering the time I've spent incarcerated, how has my age and the duration of my imprisonment shaped my outlook on the nonprofit sector? Furthermore, how has my involvement with nonprofits influenced my perspective, maturity, growth, and facilitated my rehabilitation and transition to becoming a more productive citizen? I was given life without the possibility of parole at age 18. I am now 49 years old as of this recording. I will be 50 in 2 months. My entire adult life has been spent in prison. So for the past 31 years, I have reflected deeply on my aging in prison under the state of my incarceration. And Now, I can say without a shadow of a doubt that the age at which an individual is incarcerated and the duration of incarceration does have an impact on one's outlook. Younger individuals have different perspectives and needs compared to older individuals. Longer periods of incarceration can lead to a deeper understanding of the challenges faced by individuals within the criminal justice system and the need for support and rehabilitation. My involvement with nonprofits has had a transformative effect upon me. The support services, the educational programs, job training, counseling, and other resources that have aided me in my rehabilitative efforts have been just phenomenal. These nonprofit heroes helped me gain new skills, develop a sense of purpose, and access opportunities that have contributed to my personal growth and a more positive outlook on life. And by working with these types of organizations, I have gained a deeper understanding of the challenges faced by marginalized communities and the importance of social justice. That exposure has led me to an increased level of empathy, a broader worldview, and a desire to contribute to positive change. I can never regress back to being a non-productive, non-contributing member of society. My new pro-social perspective won't allow for that, nor will I as a human being. Thank you.